Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. And as you all know, for those of you that are regular, that I don't do any serious talks. I'm here to, well, just to throw humor into everything that I put my eyes on and hands on. And for those of you that are new, at least now you know what you have tuned yourself into. And if you did not know, now you do. And, well, for those of you that are regular, then, well, you already knew that. Now that we have that out of the way, let's move on. Let's start with everywhere. Dominating headlines before we get, I come back to cooking women. I haven't started already, I know. But I think in my head I have started already. It's a Thursday and tomorrow is Friday and, well, I'm already happy. I know that, a lot of people in government offices today is already Friday. Guys, come on. Friday is tomorrow, not today. So, now. Speaking of, government offices, let's start with the Fish Road guys now, shall we? ESSA wins access to 3.4 million legal expenses. One thing that for those of us that have been either fully or partly following the Fish Road case, then we know that there is one of the reasons why, several reasons really, one of the reasons why it has been dragging for as long as it has. We're talking about, over 5 years in pre-trial. Some accused kept saying, and some of them still are using that as an excuse today, that no, we cannot move on to trial because, well, some of us don't have legal representations. Now, before you start saying, okay, whose problem is that? Well, actually, it's a Namibian problem. It's a Namibian constitution problem. You see, the biggest fork in the road is Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution. It's a wonderful piece of legislation. It's in Section 33 of the South African Constitution. Now, the South African one is more broad. What we just did is we looked at we took the South African Constitution, and then we copied Section 33 there, if I'm not mistaken, and then summarized it, and then we came up with Article 18. What it basically says is it's all about the proper administration of justice. You can summarize it in one sentence. Proper administration of justice. Just three words. Now, those three words, ladies and gentlemen, have created one heck of a fork in the road for pretty much every judge that have to, basically every judge. If you are a judge in whatever level of court, whether it's a community court, just straight up to the Supreme Court, proper administration of justice. What that means in basically simple English is, even if someone is caught red-handed buying iPhones with two SIM cards with money stolen from selling fish to the Spanish and the Icelandic, doesn't matter who the homeboy sold the fish to. The point is, you have to arrest them, investigate them, prosecute them, and sentence them according to the Constitution. Oh dear. Now you see the problem. Yeah. I know. Good question. I also have the same question. Believe me. Now, here's the question. The biggest question here is, what do you do now? It's very simple. Another fork in the road now, emanating from that lack of representation for some of the Fish Road accused has been, the representation is there. The problem, we all know that there are lawyers everywhere in Namibia. The problem is, well, can you afford them or not? Now, most of them, because some, you know, because a lot of their assets, since a lot of their assets, if not all of them, for some, have been put in the deep freezer and therefore frozen. Now, well, since most, if not all, the assets of the fish rot accused have been sent to the North Pole, and therefore they have all been stuck in glaciers and have been turned into ice blocks. It was kind of difficult for them to, to afford the legal fees, because as much verbosity as you hear the lawyers speaking in these court cases, believe me, they are not doing that for free. If that guy they are defending was to go broke, those guys will go running through the, you know, they will use the nearest exit they can find and run out of there. The only reason they are spewing that verbosity is because whoever they are representing paid money. Now, before you get yourself on the wrong side of the authority, you may want to know that. Yes, I have my lawyer, he's here, but if you run out of money, or if your assets, of which the source of revenue that you are using to pay your lawyer is coming from, if those assets are frozen, your lawyer is gone. And look, well, it's nothing personal. It's just that, well, law school is difficult. I should know. Believe me, I should know. I can't stress that in me. I should know. Now, because of that, before, I think I'm just gonna put it in plain language there that, guys, before you get on the wrong side of the authorities, or before you get into trouble with with the police, ask yourself one question. Can you afford a lawyer? I know my right. Yeah, well, we know that. We all know our rights. But, when you get, now, the thing is, do you have someone qualified enough to explain those rights before the judge in court? If the answer is no, I would be nice to the police if I were you. Now, one giant question now, coming in, the dilemma that have faced especially the High Court presiding over this case in, throughout its pre-trial stage was that of, do we liquidate, do we give them access to some of their assets so that they can liquidate those assets for them to afford the representation or not? At this point, it's very safe for you to say, okay, why not just give them access to some of their assets so that they can, if some of their frozen assets is money, then they can use it to pay their lawyers, or maybe if they have some of their funds in assets, maybe they can liquidate those assets. That's a fancy way of saying sell those houses and cars for them to make money. That's a liquidate. All of a sudden I can speak Afrikaans. But anyway, the High Court now was caught between a rock and a hard place. Not the High Court, point of correction. The prosecution, aka the state in this case. They were caught between a rock and a hard place. Well, there's a piece of legislation, if you were listening to the fish rot case, you heard the judge and some of the lawyers say poker. It has nothing to do with poker, the card game. That poker is an abbreviation for Prevention of Organized Crime Act. Now, what that basically means is that, when you acquire something via illegal means, the law is not supposed to allow you to benefit from, to benefit from something that you acquired via illegal means, because we don't want to send, you don't want to perpetuate the message out there that, crime pays. That's number one. Now, the Prevention of Organized Crime Act is supposed to deter people from thinking that crime pays, by making sure that everything that's acquired illegally is not benefited from by the acquirers. I went to a government school. Give me a break. Now, anyway. Now, here's the problem. Poker says, In a poker says, if one acquired something, you know, something via illegal means, they are not supposed to benefit from it because we don't want people, looking at that as an example of crime paying. On the other side of that river is, Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution. That says, proper administration of justice. Translation, anyone that is suspected of breaking the law must be investigated, arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced following the Constitution. Now, what's one of those things that the Constitution demand from the judiciary? Especially because they're the ones that are applying the law, from the judiciary branch. Easy. Assume the innocent until proven guilty is one of them. And also a fair trial, you know, in that fair trial umbrella, one of the things that you find there is the right to legal representation. Now, these guys, one. Now, here's the dilemma, which is my favorite because, I'm not Judge Yango, who was actually caught in between a rock and hard place in this whole fishery thing. Now, the dilemma there was, Do you give them access to some, do you let these guys benefit from their questionable acquisition, from their profit, from the stuff they questionably acquired, at least legally questionable, so that they can have legal representation for the case to go on? Or do you religiously enforce the Prevention of Organized Crime Act to the point where they are not allowed to benefit from some of their questionably acquired assets for them to, for them to use some of it to pay their legal representation? I know it's a mouthful. It will make you drunk even if you didn't smoke. Drink if you didn't drink. I'm sorry about smoke. I didn't smoke, I swear. Did I? I don't remember. Maybe that's one of the signs that I did, but anyway. That's the dilemma now. Do you let them benefit from their questionably acquired properties or, so that you can enforce, so that you can let the Constitution prevail in terms of the proper administration of justice? Or do you enforce, the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, aka POCA, by not letting them benefit from their questionably acquired wealth, so that you can enforce Article 18 and also Chapter 3 of the Constitution? So, dilemma. Big dilemma. Now, you can see that, in this case, what seems to be the case here is, there's that part of the Constitution that says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Well, it seems like the Constitution is prevailing in this one. And I'm so glad the decision is coming from the Supreme Court because, they are the Constitutional Court. So, this is how things are going so far. Supreme Court has dismissed the appeal by the Prosecutor General against the High Court judgment in which former Minister of Fisheries Fisheries and Marine Resources Bernard iPhone with two SIM cards Esau. Oh, sorry. Bernard Esau. Now, he was allowed to get access to frozen funds to pay, not frozen assets, frozen funds. Yeah. Frozen funds to pay for his legal representation in a pending fish road trial. Appeal Judge Hosea Angula and Acting Judge of Appeal Dave Smarts and Theo Frank dismissed the appeal by the Prosecutor General after hearing in a Supreme Court last week. So, the prosecutor was like, according to the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, you're most welcome. You are not supposed to benefit from something you legally questionably acquired. So that's you know, that's what the prosecution was basing, you know, that's what the prosecution based the entire argument on. And by the way, this is not, you know, this is nothing personal. This is not something that the prosecution came up with. They were just following the Prevention of Organized Crime Act. You are not supposed to, you know, they are not supposed to, you know, they are not supposed to allow someone to benefit from wealth they acquired in a legally questionable ways. So, well, the whole thing ended up at the Supreme Court, and at this point, you can bet the High Court was like, well, this is a legal conundrum that we do not want to deal with, but what we are going to rule on is that, we give them the right to benefit from their questionably acquired things. And the prosecution was like, oh, heck no, we are going to the Supreme Court for this. Went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was like, actually, well, we hate to admit it, but, the High Court was right on this one because, well, we have two pieces of legislation here. The Constitution says we have to administer, justice in a proper way. That means giving someone proper representation. And also, well, assuming they're innocent until proven guilty and yada, 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 all that garbage. Now, on one side, we have also a piece of legislation. Now, you have the Constitution on one side that's telling you that follow the law even when you are prosecuting someone. And you have, you have POCA on one side telling you that you don't allow people to benefit from the wealth they acquired questionably. Now, which one is which? Well, both the Supreme Court and the High Court and the Supreme Court have ruled that, well, the Constitution is winning this debate. And the prosecution was like, oh man, not again. So now, from this, the reason why I'm this excited is because, the Fisherot main trial might now start. So that we can see one of those wonderful cross-examination that, I was gotten used to in the, in the Red Line case. And one thing that Judge Shiengo pointed out in this case, is that this is one heck of a case with about what? Like, 300 witnesses? About 300 witnesses? That's a lot of cross-examination. That means, as a comedian that loves politics, I'm about to have a field day. 5 years, this administration is gonna be awesome. All those cross-examination, they're gonna be in the EV Ledger, which is, coming out of yours truly, Eagle FM. We have all these newspapers and radio stations and TV stations. And one thing is, I know is that, most of the comedians I know don't like politics. That means I have an open buffet. For this one, so I'm gonna have a good day. Now, for those of you that don't like political jokes, you really are going to hate me, and frankly, I don't care, because well, I know it's all jokes. If you take any of it serious and end up with a heart attack, that's on you. But for those of you that like political jokes, fasten your seatbelt, prepare your lungs because they're about to be tickled. Now. That is at least how far the Fisherot case is, just a summary of how far the Fisherot case, has come. So, about 3.4 million of legal, about 3.4 million of legal expenses that I see here. Okay. Turns out lawyers are expensive. Unless you can afford one, you may want to be nice to the police. Jesus. 3.4 million. No. But let's not equate, stealing fishing quotas with grabbing iPhones. They are two different things. One of them will just get you a slap by the police. Just don't do that, guys. One of them will require you to get a lawyer that is costing you 3.4 million. At this point, why just steal anything? If all the money that I'm stealing, I'm going to have to spend it on a lawyer if I get caught. Jesus. The Prosecutor General Martha Imalwa appealed to the Supreme Court after High Court Judge Beatrice that's my aunt's name, and I know the a lot of way that I make fun of that name, but anyway, she's also a police officer, so I, you know, if she's listening, she'll be like, I know we're related, but we're kabi. But anyway, the High Court judge ordered in July last year that a total amount of about 3.4 million should be released from Esau's assets, which have been placed under property restraint, restraint order in terms of prevention of organized crime act since 2020. The money is made available. Now you can afford a lawyer. Let's see that court case rolling. When these guys come out, they are headed straight to the Eagle FM station. No, as long as your visit is not a violent one, I have a couple of chairs here. And by the way, we have a lot of them on the other side, so even if the whole squad shows up, I have enough chairs for all of you. Just don't show up with a panga, then we're good. If you show up with a panga, I'm calling my grandma, who show up on a broom and AK-47. AK-47 in the African version is lightning bolt. Okay, before I start, you know, scaring off all the non-Kavango girls that, I may end up hitting on, because, you know, just hit on someone and it's like, what, you're that funny Kavango guy on Eagle FM. Hey, we do, you know, well, you told us that you quick break.
Oyo mnangeshefa ni wahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira muhurike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not pick up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
You just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
It's finals time and all the biggest players.
Rafinha.
In it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long voice note short, you know who'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals.
Final.
Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is...
Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. Welcome back. The time is 5 minutes past the hour of 10. The line is 083-288-401. TK, you're welcome. Now, so, the fish rot trial is, has all the good signs of it moving from a pre-trial to the main trial. So we can watch some of them cross-examination taking place. You know, not even Jesus died twice, my Lord. Man, I miss that guy. In a heterosexual way. Thank you. Lavish spending reveals more Nnamdi High suspect. Well, I have two cookings to do. One, the newspaper. Two, the guys that went shopping. Let's start with the newspaper. Three family members have been arrested over 315 million Namibia Desert Diamond heist, aka Nnamdi heist, as authorities probe sudden wealth security failures and wider criminal links. The family members were arrested on Monday in connection with the theft of diamonds from Nnamdi worth of 314.9 million. This number is always jumping between a lot of different numbers. Now, you see, the police says the trio were suspected of dubious dealing in dealing after they started withdrawing large sums of cash on a daily basis. Oh no, paper, you are given a break. On a daily basis. Withdrawing large sums of cash on a daily basis. You see, one thing I have learned after being in this chair, making fun of pretty much everyone that's stealing money from the fish rod guys to Palapala Bank in South Africa, to the guys, I think that was in Valves Bay that disappeared with $300,000 from G4S. Well, one thing I've noticed is that, Namibians, we are becoming very good at stealing money, you know, large sums of money. We are becoming very good at stealing that. We're becoming very good at stealing that. The only thing we are terrible at is how to handle the money after we have stolen it. Let's go back to the, That money that was acquired from Palapala Bank, what was it used for? As soon as the guys acquired the money, they came straight to Namibia and started creating employment. Which is why I respect those guys. No matter where you go, remember the road that will lead you home. Because the guys were in South Africa, but as soon as they acquired money, they came to Namibia and invested in the Namibian economy. Questionable though it may be, but they invested in the Namibian economy. Now, I like to emphasize that because for a lot of your politicians, they are doing the opposite. They steal money here and then go invest it in Malaysia. And they invested in the UK, they invested in Paris. But through Namibian steal money, it was not stolen. It was repossessed from South Africa's Palapala Bank, and they came to Namibia to create employment. I'm telling you, Manuela David is my hero. And, his cousin. And also one thing that we should not forget is Namibia emphasizes family relations, the strength. We prioritize family. Family is everything for us. You know. Take Fish Rod, for example. It is alleged that one father-in-law of every straight guy's dream, took his son-in-law outside the country and then got for him father-in-law got himself a Camperotto. He knows he has a wife at home. A father-in-law got himself a Camperotto. And he got a camporato for his son-in-law. Son-in-law. I can't stress that enough. Son-in-law. Where do you find father-in-laws like that? Those father-in-laws are born, what? One is born every 1,000 years. Like, father-in-laws out there. Is that too much to ask? From time to time, just take your son-in-law out and, spoil them by helping them cheat on your daughter. Nice. Very nice. Jesus. But anyway, what you see there is, that's not a father-son-in-law relationship. That's a bro code relationship. What happens in Japan stays in Japan. And now, why am I saying that in Namibia we emphasize family, that we family is everything to us? Well, it's because the Namibia case here, also involves a lot of, okay, let me just read the article so I'm not making stuff up. So when these guys, when these guys are released, they don't come and punch me in the face. They can go and punch the guy that wrote this article in the face. Now, where was it? 3 family members, see, I told you, family is everything in this country. 3 family members have been arrested over that amount of money. And now, George Clute, his wife, Charmaine Clute. Now, that's a man. You see? In good and in bad times, married people are supposed to stick together. This man here is a role model to every husband out there. A lot of us, when we make money, we leave the madam that we suffered with, and then we go and get ourselves, a different camporata. They run around with them until we are broke. Then we come back to the madam that we suffered with. So the suffering can continue. What kind of nonsense is that? Now, Mr. George Clute here decided that, you know what? Nothing beats family. With or without Namdia Diamonds, my wife is my wife. So you can look at it as a negative thing to look at. He's involved in some of the biggest, heists in the country. That's not what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at is a loving husband. That despite acquiring, all this sum of money, he decided, you know what? I would rather go home and spend it with my wife. That one I suffered with. Husband of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Someone give this man a trophy. Oh yeah, Oscar, Grammys. Hand this guy a trophy. George Clute, his wife, Charmaine Clute, and his brother, Bino Clute, have allegedly been buying houses and cars on a daily basis. Ha! Daily basis, my behind. How much they steal? On a daily basis, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Now, the only problem I have with that is because I'm the only one allowed to do that. The exaggerating part. You all just do reporting and then I do the exaggerating. You don't see me doing any reporting. So, whenever someone who is supposed to be reporting is exaggerating, I take things personal. Anyway, the police say the trio, 3 musketeers. Anyone read that? Okay. Just a few of us. But anyway, the police say the trio were suspected of dubious dealings after they started withdrawing large sums of money on a daily basis. The subsequent lifestyle and financial investigations revealed that since the end of January, several items were acquired, including vehicle trailers, personal electronic devices, iPhones with 2 SIM cards, and clothing, household equipment, and mechanical equipment. Documentary evidence relating to the purchase were also seized. The report says the assets bought includes a Ford Ranger Wild Trek worth $570,000. A Ford Ranger, again, worth $530,000, a Toyota Double Cape D4D, worth $200,000, and a Toyota Paso. Really? That's the name they could think of? I think they borrowed that name from Mazda. It's only Mazda who is very terrible at coming up with names like that. Like, not Mazda, Nissan. Nissan March. Like, why? What happened to January, February, you know, January and February? If you're going to use months as your car brand name or model name, at least, you know, follow the chronology. So, everyone is looking at the amount of money and the financial mistakes made. I'm not looking at that. All I see when I look at Mr. George Clute is a loving husband. Believe me, this is not something that you see every day. Our gender have been criticized for leaving our loved ones that we suffered with as soon as we get, as soon as we get some money. But this man made some money, questionable though it may be, made some money, but still stuck to the madam. If you investigate properly, chances are very high you'll see that, so, you know, some of those things bought were, you know, chocolates, you know. Now, you know, according, now, listen very carefully on this one. The subsequent lifestyle and financial investigations revealed that since January, since the end of January, several items were acquired. Since the end of January. What month comes after January? February. What happens on February 14th? Believe me, this madam had won a heck of a Valentine's Day present. Oh, yay. Okay, can someone help us find out if one of these cars were Valentine's present? Because at this point, okay, since the end of January, that's when the shopping spree began. Now, 14 February, Valentine's Day. So, yes, it's giving me ideas. So, be a husband like George Clute. That's all I have concluded from this case. Be a husband like that man. Man knows how to get married. Clearly. Man values family. Brother, oh yeah, let's go shopping. I need family members like this because my family members, as soon as they just make a common, you know, like a small $1,000, they don't know me. I'm like, hey, guys, come on. See, other families come together when they have money. Mine will go apart when we have money, and then we come together when we are broke, especially at funerals. Nice. Very nice. See, now we're all broke. Congratulations. So, now, what are we supposed to do, though? If I can't chill with the money that I'm stealing, what am I supposed to do with it? If I can't spoil my brother and my loved one, what am I supposed to do with that money? It turns out, you may want to practice something called money laundering. It's also a genius way of doing that. But man, this guy is my hero. Not in the Nambia thing, no, on just the way that he loves his wife. Oh no, it's my hero. So, I want to love my wife the same way that homeboy here loves his wife. Not that, he's my hero in a very heterosexual way. Just a good pointing that out. It's 21st century. Never know what people will think. Mr. Afrikaans. Oh, yeah. Honor. We're not going the Afrikaans way. Although I think, at this point, I'm tempted to just, structure the whole show in Afrikaans. Oh, no. I will end up insulting and then get fired. So we'll just mix it in here and there. So that, you know, things will be, mooi. Okay, man. Husband of the year, George Clute. Shout out, man. Husband of the year. Tired of women stay concerned over ministers. Now, this is, well, now the future is female. Well, you all know that our former Minister of Agriculture, because of rape allegations, that were quickly converted into bribe allegations, and then subsequently got the homeboy kicked out of his position. And now he's after he was kicked out of his position, there was a vacant position in our Ministry of Agriculture, like on the highest level, on the ministerial level. So because it's one, because our, you know, the guy that was kicked out was one that was appointed by the president, because the president is allowed constitutionally to appoint at least eight, right? Yeah. So the president had to come in and, you know, reappoint someone for that position. And she appointed a woman. And some political analysts are now going, you know what? It's not that we are against this whole the future is female thing, but don't you guys think you are doing it a little too much? I mean, now we have women everywhere. To be fair, political analysts are divided on this one. Some people are saying, this whole future female thing, the future is female thing, you guys are pushing it to the extreme. And some are saying, the person that was disappointed doesn't seem to have any skeletons in their closet. How about you just give them a break? Okay. Now I'm confused. But look, that's the land of the brave. Welcome to the land of the brave. We have, freedom of expression. Which is why I make fun of a lot of people here, because, well, the Constitution, backs me up. Otherwise, my behind would be cooked. Now, and the date is 22 minutes left past the ear of 14. See, this one thing I like about moi is that Ekprat Afrikaans may modder tal. Holy cow, that was a one deep T. But now, local tide of women stirs concern over new minister. A local analyst says the appointment of former presidential advisor Inge Dhamwani Kamwi is the new minister of agriculture. Fish, water, and land reform raises eyebrows. Whose eyebrows? Anyway, this comes as President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's cabinet is now dominated by women. Okay. Look, guys, give them a break. Look, as a comedian, I'm going to have 5 years of cooking whoever occupies the public office. So if women are occupying public office, I'm waiting for each and every single one of them to screw up so I can cook them on our behalf. You're welcome in advance. Okay. I know a few of my cousins that are listening, and after this, they'll start calling. And I'm never going to hear the end of it. Now, anyway... This comes as President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's cabinet is now dominated by women, and the Dhamwani Kamwi takes over from ousted Mark Hengari, who is currently in police custody after being arrested in connection with alleged bribery. I know the way that case morphed from alleged rape to alleged bribery. Fascinating. It goes to show just, everything is pointing to the technicalities of our justice. If you are bored, study law. It's a very awesome field. You are not going to have a life outside of the class, but it's an awesome field of study. Now, Dhamwani Kamwi is the eighth presidential appointee to the parliament, which involves 5 women and 3 men. Okay. Well, more women for me to make fun of. Oh, I'll be excommunicated from my region on this one. What about men? Political analyst Zakaria Johannes, Johannes, however, raises concern over appointment of women, saying if this is done in the name of empowering women, it is a problem. He says women empowerment should not come at the expense of men by appointing them willy-nilly. Really? Willy-nilly? I don't know. Johannes says women should not be appointed simply because they are women, but on merit. He says using the future is female as a slogan, while neglecting men will create an imbalance and could lead to unwanted consequences. What type of imbalance? The analyst was not specific on that one. And the definition of willy-nilly with regards to, you know, with regards to the current Minister of Agriculture's appointment also did not dive into that one. I really wish he did. Because, well, now I'm going to have to put words in his mouth. I literally get paid to do that. Benefit of the doubt. Popular Democratic Movement, a former member of parliament, Maximilian Kashimune, however, says Dlamini Kamwe should be given the benefit of the doubt. So you have political analysts that are divided here, that some are saying, well, let's make sure there is a balance between men and women in leadership. And some are saying, well, the person that was disappointed doesn't have, disappointed. the person that was appointed doesn't have any skeletons in her closet. How about we give her benefit of the doubt? Well, that's what we thought about a former Minister of Agriculture, now in, in police custody. Now, I think the point is, I think the thing here is, if you know you have skeletons in your closet, you may want to stay clear of politics. Because one thing, at least I learned this year, was that before you get in some of these high positions, the NSCI, the NCIS, the Namibian the Namibian Central Intelligence Service will look through your past, not spiritually. We're talking social media, telephonically, and all those things. Who knows what? Because these guys have the technology to look, to find the email address you created in 2000 that you deleted. So, if you have a skeleton watching from Erongo, shout out. The thing is, if you have skeletons in your closet, you may wanna not get involved in politics. Nope. No. Just stick to Exukwerk, please, because once you cross that line, things are not gonna be nice. Breathing is long overdue.
Audio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahe tatu natu mbali ohe tatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Welcome back. The time is 30 minutes past the hour of 10. The line is up and running. The line is 083-288-401. And just let me give a little bit of credit here. Three more arrests in Nambia heist. Well, we went through that one. So shout out to Husband of the Year. Government delivers 957 houses in 2024. Targets 3,000 this year. Really? 920-24, your target is 3,000 this year. Well, look, if we are going to pull off this whole free tertiary education thing from 2026 moving forward, we really have to up our, you know, we really have to up our infrastructure project completion, especially houses. Because in places like Windhoek, the, you know, where you have rent prices that are already going through the roof, you can imagine with tertiary being free, those parents will be paying so much money, they wish tertiary was not free. They will be spending a lot of it on rent because, for one, our country is very centralized in terms of services and also policies and pretty much a lot of things. It's centralized both politically and economically. In a way that everything, all roads lead to Windhoek. And I'll give you an example. I can't imagine doing what I do anywhere else in this country. I can do it in, you know, I can do it in Ondangwa because we also have a studio there. But, online. Oh yeah, that's very easy to do pretty much anyway, but offline, oh dear Lord. You know, I'm gonna stick to Windhoek this one. But, the thing is, the delivery, let me just say, housing is a big, is going to be a one heck of an issue next year with the free tertiary. So, you know, all the urban areas that have high institutions, especially the public ones, will see an influx of people looking for accommodations. And it's a very simple economic principle. When there is a high demand for a product or a service, the price of that product or service also goes through the roof. It's not something that you have to make. It's a, it's by design to respond or react, or more like, react that way. Whenever there's a high demand for a product or a service, that also create, impacts the price in a way that, anyone that's offering that product or service is gonna go like, oh, there are a lot of people looking for this product. Therefore, I'll just put a 50% markup. Oh, there are still more people looking. Another 50%. Next thing you know, you are looking at a price that is over 100% higher than your neighboring countries. So, okay. Now, the government has constructed 957 houses, housing units across the country, during the 2024-2025 financial year, through different initiatives. The initiative includes, blah, 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 and all that. Now, the main goal is to push that number from 957,000 houses in 2024. This year, they want to, build 3,000 across the country. Now, on this one, it was also revealed that 1.2 billion is earmarked for land and housing delivery programs in the current financial year. We're talking 2025-2026. In the current financial year with, 445 million especially set aside for the construction of 3,000 new housing units. Okay. I don't think we have a choice on this one. We have to do that. We have to do that. Or we are going to have some serious housing issues, especially in urban areas, with the whole tuition fees, you know, with the whole public institutions, public high institutions being free thing. So, fasten your seatbelt. If you have those cousins that are more like relatives that live in urban areas, you about find out just how strong is your family bond. President Nandi Ndaitwa will undertake her first working visit to Angola today. The visit ends tomorrow. Presidential spokesperson Alfredo Salad Hengari, that's chicken's name for Hengari. Alfredo Hengari confirmed, and it marks Nandi Ndaitwa's official engagement outside Namibia. Nice. One thing I like about, being a parliamentarian, at this point, I don't care about being president. I just want to be in parliament. Guys, there is this thing called parliamentary standing committees. Those guys, the standing committees, their main role is to go on a fact-finding mission. What they do is, for every, every point that is brought in parliament, and they have, points flowing from all kinds of directions. Most of this discussion is taking place in the National Assembly. Also put in mind that the National Council, which is the upper house, can suggest the topics of discussion to the National Assembly. Now, here's the thing. Instead of sitting and just talking about it in the National Assembly, from time to time, which is about maybe, 100 times a year, maybe 10 or 20 times a year, each and every parliamentary standing committee, every year, every parliamentary standing committee is given a task to go on a fact-finding mission. Whether this is, a community court observation in Zambia that, that the constitutional and legal affairs standing committee, did last year. And, the one in defense went to Botswana. The economics and, some people miss my Afrikaans. I'll be with you in a few. Some of the guys went to Ethiopia, some of them went to Ghana. So forget this whole president thing. That's too much attention. Well, it turns out also so is becoming a minister of agriculture and minister of health, a lot of attention in those departments. You may want to be something, irrelevant, like the ministry of No, I'm not going to finish that statement because I want to get guys, you guys are not laughing at my jokes enough for me to be rich. So at some point I will be applying for a job in the public office. And the problem is every time I walk in a public office, I'm a Namibian citizen, and sometimes I genuinely need help. Sometimes I'm just looking for material. But the point is, I'm a Namibian citizen. Sometimes I genuinely need help. And a lot of people that I run into public office, the first question they ask is, you're not here to secretly record us, are you? No. Actually, one, I'm not allowed to do that. It's illegal for me to do that. And believe me, the last place I want to be is behind the bars. I like my shower. I can pick my soap anytime I want without having to worry about someone being there with me. And as a straight guy, the only person I want to be in the shower with me is a woman, not a man, not a chance. That's not how straight guys operate. We don't want another straight dude right next to us in a shower. First of all, that's giving a lot of prison vibes. Second of all, I'll be like, okay, my quick question. The first question is, how the heck did we end up here? Because those are the things we don't even talk about in the straight world. Would you take a shower with with another guy? No. Believe me, straight guys, we don't even want to be in the same bed together. No. First of all, we like the comfort of moving to any space of the bed we want. Two, if God forbid one of us wakes up and you know, and lift their leg and put it on the other. World War III is starting in that room, that very time. That's what's gonna happen. I don't know why we are like that though. So, which is why I keep saying that, we, straight guys, we are very homophobic. In a literal sense of the word. Not in the LGBTQ definition of the word homophobic. Hydrophobic is the fear of water. It's not the hate of water, it's the fear of water. Yeah. Phobic, phobia, fear, right? Yeah. But anyway, I did not do English literature. Don't take my word for it. And moving on. So, deadly plane crash investigation in cul-de-sac. Okay. The Cessna F406 Caravan 2, which crashed a year ago, killing three people in Windhoek's Pioneers Park residential area, was not equipped with a black box. Isn't that like an aviation legal requirement for a plane to have, because Cessna, that's a small plane. It's not a passenger aircraft level. Or more like a military type, but Cessna, those are just the small ones that you fly around if you are from a family that has a lot of money. It didn't have a black box, and by the way, it's not a box that's painted black. No, it's an audio recording device basically that records anything that goes on in a that goes on in a cockpit. This is a part where pilots sit, separate from the cabin where the passengers sit. I know when you say cockpit, people with dirty mind go straight to the sewers. No, he doesn't mean that type of. One of these days, I'm gonna get fired. But anyway, cockpit. This is just my dirty mind going all over the place, and I'm trying to contain it so that I don't get fired. Now, one thing that came in my head when I, when I saw this thing was, okay. Because, the plane fell on some cars. At this point, I'm thinking about, take for example, just picture yourself sitting in the, working for an insurance company, car insurance company, and you receive a call from Helmut, and he's saying, I would like to find out what procedures I should follow to claim insurance on my car because I have I have car insurance with you guys. And the owner of the car goes like, you are working for the insurance company. The owner of the car insurance goes, and the owner of the car goes, like yours truly, goes, here's the thing. My car is damaged and I would like to claim insurance. And you go like, okay, did you bump into someone's car? No. Did someone bump into you? Did you bump in and, pull overpass, a building? Did you, no. Well, believe it or not, madam, or sir, my car's damage involves an aeroplane. At this point, everyone working for insurance companies going like, dial it down. I want to listen to our client here. I thought she said her car was damaged by an aeroplane. This is why I cannot work for an insurance company now, because this is the part where I'm going. This is the part where I'm going to go. Excuse me, sir. Did you by any chance figure out a way for your car to fly? Because that's the only way to explain this. An aeroplane lost control and fell on my car. Wow! Do we have that covered in terms and conditions of our contract? Ekeni, menir. Ekeni. Ekes just as shocked as you are. On Salfat, the commercial break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. We are looking at a lot of things, so, you know, promises of houses, you know, and some guys that were caught between a rock and a hard place, and, you know, husband of the year. I know everyone has everyone is looking at a lot of things for, you know, everyone is looking at their own angle when it comes to, you know, when it comes to stories. I'm only looking for the angle that's funny. That's my job. Bank of Namibia to add gold to reserves. Finally. Thank heavens. Whew. When you look at countries that have gold reserves, you find Switzerland on that list. Not a single my gold mine. It's actually Switzerland has more bankers. Yeah, and Finland. But Switzerland, they have more bankers than they have people, I think. But no, that's the Netherlands and bicycles. But Switzerland is one of those countries that would, that would survive a nuclear apocalypse because they have a lot of bankers. But one thing people don't understand about nuclear apocalypse is that, hang on a second, not just nuclear apocalypse, any type of apocalypse will trigger. As even if you have shelter, it's going to reduce the level of available resources to a near zero. That's going to drive people into just flat out animal instinct, like animalistic behavior. And believe me, if there is any apocalypse, just die in the nuclear apocalypse, for example. Just die, because if you live the life, first of all, it's never going to be the same. Two, the fight for resources is your biggest worry, not the nuclear bomb. Because once the bomb explodes, the radiation is the only enemy you're going to have. Anyone that have watched the TV show The 100 knows that resources is not a joke. They sacrificed their kids to send them to a planet they had no idea if the radiation is, if the radiation is low enough for them to survive. I know. It's, the fight for resources is one that's going to drive the whole human race into carnage. If there is, I know a lot of billionaires have their bankers left, right, and center, but, it's a good thing to have a banker. It's a good thing to have a banker. But, for me, it's a good thing I don't have a banker, because if there's any apocalypse, I want to die in the explosion. So I don't have to worry about, the killing of each other over resources that's going to follow after that. Picture this. We are not in any apocalypse, and we're already killing each other over lithium, uranium mine. Now, what do you think it's gonna happen when there's an even bottlenecked supply of these resources, even more bottlenecked than it is today? It's going to be chaotic. You're gonna be murdering each other in your bunkers. So, congratulations. As for me, I just wanna die and get it over with, and you know, if there's a hell or heaven somewhere there, I'm gonna be there watching all of you, you know, murder the heck out of each other. And I'll be there welcoming you like, hey, oh yeah, welcome. Here's the door. Thank you very much. I told you. So the Bank of Namibia has announced its decision to start buying gold as part of foreign exchange reserve management strategy. A key discussion highlighted, oh, by the way, on a list of countries with gold mines, DRC is on that list. On the list of countries with gold reserves, DRC is not on that list, which I find very painful. A lot of African countries are not on the list of countries that have gold reserves, but they are on a list of countries that have gold mines. Guess which country is also on that list? Don't want to mention any names. Now, a key discussion highlighted the Bank of Namibia's decision to commence gold accumulation as part of its foreign exchange reserves and management strategy. Hear that? Well, those of you that were planning on stealing diamonds, the Bank of Namibia just figured out something for you guys to steal again. Gold! And by the way, you can steal with millions of dollars, you can run with millions of dollars of diamonds in your pocket, but gold, you need a forklift. Because gold is really heavy. You know that crepe that you see people lifting a whole crate of gold, you know, just by himself and is putting it on a car? Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why you should not believe anything that you see in movies. Because gold is heavy. You can't just, you know, just willingly, just with one arm, just lift an entire crate just alone. Unless you are Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the movie guy, not the... Okay, now because... Okay, boy, those guys are now... Hey, guys. Enjoy life now. Please, now. Because, well, there's this thing called growing old. Have you seen the latest expandable movies? And then you watch Rambo in his glory days, you know, he's flexing all those six-pack and everything. And then now he's in his, but hey, glory days, right? Everyone has their glory days. Use them. You're welcome. Private schools to get a slice of education budget pie. The government will establish a funding model for private education institutions ahead of a planned public, planned rollout of free tertiary education at public public institutions by 2026. Now, this is for those of you that go to private school and you like, you know, during the president's State of the Nation address, when she said, from 2026 moving forward, tertiary institution is going to be free. There are those of you that were going, okay, now how about those of us that are in public, you know, those of us that are in private institutions? Well, turns out they have a plan for you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You see? Muzwake Mbuli once said, women are caregivers by nature. Relax. They got this. They got this. That's a part, you know, the patriotic citizen part of me is saying, ladies, you got this. You are going to run this country. The comedian part of me is saying, please screw up every now and then so I can also, you know, you can create employment for moi. Because if alles are perfect, ek will not cry verk me. And if Ek is not crying verk, Ek will also participate in a diamond or with the introduction of gold now, you know, gold heist. Well, I drive past Bank of Namibia every day going home and coming to work. I know where their head office is. But I don't know where they keep the gold. So before you start kidnapping me and telling me, well, you said you know where their office is. Where's the gold? Okay. In case you missed it, it was just proposed. So plus they have heavy security. You. Wow. I mean, you can just, just by walking past the building, you know there is money in this building because the security is insane. We're talking from the structure and a bunch of guys with guns. Like, yeah, okay. You know what? I love money, but not to the point of dying for the money. Because, okay, what's the point? Because if I die, who is going to fulfill my goal of driving of Rupa? Because my goal is to drive of Rupa. 5 minutes past the hour of 5 minutes to the hour of 11. Now I'm just lost. 5 minutes to the hour of 11, and if you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And just to wrap it up. I rambled through a lot of things. Bank of Namibia can add gold to their reserve to back up our, you know, national mula strategy. And then you have not that one. Oh no, there's something I almost missed. Music is taking center stage. Oh dear. It is my job to get you all up to your feet and out of your house. I keep seeing complaints that there is nothing to do and nowhere. Jesus, I need glasses. And nowhere to go, but that is that's factually incorrect. This week's event guide has some art, some rock, some rock climbing. That's why people think. But I also like, you know, rock climbing. That's because I grew up looking after cattle. And as someone that grew up looking after cattle in the Kavango region, we have a lot of tall trees. Something a lot of you people that have never been in Kavango have no clue. We have a lot of very tall trees. And we play, hide and go seek and stuff like that. And also you play tag you are it. We call it kaindo. Now, we play that by literally climbing and jumping off trees. And I didn't break any of my, it's a miracle. I didn't break any of my bones. My cousin, on the other hand, just one jump and she twisted her ankle and broke her leg and ended up in, she never climbed a tree again. And the funny thing is, she's a teacher. And I know out there she's telling everyone that, you know, when I was a kiddie, I was not naughty. I did not make noisy. Learners, if teachers tells you that, they are lying through their teeth. First of all, they were also kids. Just, just like any kids, they were just naive and stupid and, reckless. But that's not a reckless. It's called being courageous. We are very courageous when we are kids. And then we grow up and then we are scared to say, hi, can I have your number? Hi, can I have your number? The worst she can say is no. Actually, no. Mm-mm. She can say something worse. And definitely not talking from experience, of course. One friend of mine, not me, one friend of mine, I repeat, one friend of mine, not me, was told that, not even if we were the, one friend of mine, not me, was told that even if we were the last two people on earth, we were the last two people on earth, and I was forced to choose between you and a monkey, I would rather take my chances with a monkey and reverse the entire process of evolution than go out with you. Hey! Women, you guys can be mean sometimes. And you keep saying, so why can't guys just walk up to someone they like and ask them out? Because you all are mean. When we ask you out, you start cooking us. And I know, our homies will be like, the worst she could say is no. Oh, no. Oh, believe me. Oh, no, not believe me. Believe my friend. Believe my friend. She can say worse. Yeah, she can say worse. Deadly plane crash, the insurance company. That's must be one heck of an ongoing discussion. Our president, plans to hand Angola to, and, a government plans to deliver, nearly 750 cases. That's houses, right? Yeah. can deliver to the Namibian people in Diare.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wa mina apidi kwa mavucha aziva. Uvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera azali vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilimi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasi pera sesifa app ya imba ze tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Welcome back. It's 3 minutes past the ear of Alf and Exal. Exal conclude and Exal leave Alice in the hands of Sizuma Salicho or Sizuma Saliko. And just one more thing that Ek was this close to forgetting that. The man from the political analyst concerned the domination of women in the government. The women, Jaifat Alice de Werck, in the government, and some of us on not very happy with that. But hey, benefit of the doubt. Today's show is dedicated to George Clute, husband of the year.
Olium nangeshifa nwahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita timwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu bali ohetatu batatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the Aha. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.